defeated. You see the margin right there by John Gibbs. John Gibbs was endorsed early on in this campaign by the former president. He was a former member of the Trump administration. He went on to defeat Peter Meyer. That is a race where we also saw Democratic groups getting involved, spending about $500,000 to prop up John Gibbs. That is the matchup that we're going to see in November. That is the matchup that Democrats say they want. Gibbs is a more extreme candidate, someone who has denied the result of the 2020 election.
He's the more extreme candidate, John Gibbs. So say the Democrats. And then they looted a bank and burned down a Louis Vuitton store. They locked the doors on the outside of a police station and set it on fire with the police inside. In their riots, they injured more than 2,000 police officers, perpetrated more than $2 billion in property damage, killed dozens. David Dorn, Kevin Nishida. The party of suicide attacks against police and Republican members of Congress. Suicide attack against the U.S. Capitol Police 3 months after January 6th. Pay no attention. And John Gibbs is the extremist. This is pretty amazing. The headline from National Panhandler Radio, suckling on the taxpayer teat for 65 years or whatever it is. Representative Peter Mayer narrowly loses to Trump-endorsed challenger in Michigan primary. And I looked at this story at the National Panhandler Radio, written by Elena Moore. And Elena Moore wrote a whole piece about Michigan Representative Peter Mayer, who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump after the Capitol riot, one of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of riots, has narrowly lost his Republican primary to Trump-backed conservative challenger John Gibbs, according to a race call by the Associated Press. Why do they always have to bring race into it? He is African-American, John Gibbs, the winner of the primary, who was backed by President Trump and was propped up by the Democrats, who spent lots of money on John Gibbs, hoping that he would win the primary for the Republicans because they believe he's easier to defeat. Now, I don't know if they think that because he's black, but we do know that they're very racist people, these Democrats. The loss for Meyer is a boost for Trump as he continues endorsing primary challenges to Republican Senate and House members who disagree with his false narrative that the 2020 election was fraudulent. So this is what you get when you're a Democrat. You got the media doing all this for you all day, every day. It's very helpful. They're fluffers, you know, chapstick, little sling hanging from the ceiling. Mayer, a moderate Republican freshman, was one of just 10 House GOP members who voted to impeach Trump after the January 6th insurrection. It's, you know, every riot that these people launched against police stations and courthouses all qualify as insurrections. The Democrats. You know, it's not an insurrection when it's Louis Vuitton and they're burning businesses in Chicago, necessarily. But all of the attacks on government and the police, those are insurrections. But never mind that. Gibbs, a former Trump appointee to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, echoes similar rhetoric as the former president about denying the results of the 2020 presidential election. Boy, when the media is on your side, they really latch onto something like a pit bull and they don't let go, do they? They get a lockjaw around the talking points of the DNC and then they continue to the death. They'll be parroting this stuff. They're like Al Qaeda. They're fanatical. Now, I read through this NPR story very carefully, and I even did word searches on it, because they don't tell you anything about John Gibbs. They just smear him, which is racist because he's a black guy, and we know that saying anything that's not positive about a black guy is racist. I know this because the Democrats taught me this. But John Gibbs, running for this seat, has them very, very upset, and the Democrats plan on smearing him and slandering him. You know what they don't mention in the National Panhandler Radio story? This racist quack who is not a journalist at all, that they have typing this up. Elena Moore is her name. Elena Moore is a racist. She wrote this story about John Gibbs, and she didn't say anything positive about it. She just smears him, which is illegal. I know how that works. She did write the story, if successful, Republican voters will be blamed if any of these candidates are ultimately elected. But there's no doubt Democrats' fingerprints will be on the weapon, said Peter Mayer, the Republican who's losing. We should never forget it. So it's amazing. The DCCC, Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, has declined to comment to their friends at National Panhandler Radio, who they fund so they can perpetuate the Democrat Party propaganda network from coast to coast in every big city and every small hamlet under the guise of National Panhandler Radio. So they spent $425,000 to defeat the moderate Republican that voted to impeach Trump, right? While Republicans' future hold the district in uncertain heading into November, strangely written phrase by National Panhandler Radio, the future for the last few House Republicans who stood up against Trump in the aftermath of January 6 remains in the balance. Since voting to impeach Trump, more than half of the 10 GOP members have either announced that they won't seek re-election or have lost a primary re-election in a bid to more conservative challengers. So more conservative, these wishy-washy, rhinos are losing in the primaries, and that has the media with their panties in a wedge once again. Washington State representatives Jamie Herrera Butler and Dan Newhouse also faced primary challengers Tuesday. The only member of the group of 10 to win their primary re-election so far has been California Representative David Valadao. For the final primary challenge matchup in this group, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney will face off against Trump-endorsed challenger Harriet Hageman on August 16th. So that one's still coming up, but this got them very upset. You know, they didn't mention that in this case of John Gibbs, he worked in the Trump administration. And he was promoted during his time there, actually, but that he got his bachelor's degree from Stanford University in 2001, graduated from the Harvard University Kennedy School of Government in 2016. He has worked as a software engineer. He joined the Department of Housing and Urban Development as a senior advisor in 2017 under President Trump, before Trump appointed him as acting assistant secretary for community planning and development in 2020. He would still be there at Housing and Urban Development. This Harvard and Stanford grad, a businessman, a software engineer who's worked in the government, but he worked for the wrong guy. And so he's not the right kind of black guy for the party of Jim Crow, for the party that gave us the Klan. That's the Democrat Party. And the news media will smear him and slander him as they will smear and slander all Republicans. And it doesn't matter what your color is. And if he's a black Democrat and he went to Stanford and Harvard, then that's in sentence number one of every story about him for years until everyone knows that. That's how that works. See what I'm saying? Did you have another wacky morning joke contribution that these lunatics? I'm telling you. So President Trump is sweeping. The people that voted to impeach President Trump are being trounced everywhere. Four of them dropped out of politics. Two of them defeated in primaries. Liz Cheney will be the third to be defeated in her primary later this month. And so that will be 7 out of 10 that voted to impeach Trump that will be gone. And more to come on that. I'm not sure what the other three are made up of there, but we will see. There's a fun story from American Defense News, Soros-funded Wikipedia allows 116 edits in 1 week to redefine the word recession. Recession. And because the Democrats want to, we're in a recession, but they want to say we're not. So they've decided they have the power to change the meaning of the word recession. And they do. Just like when Amy Coney Barrett, during the confirmation hearing, said, talking about LGBTQQIAA plus ampersand pound sign issues, she used the turn of phrase sexual preference. And Mazie Hirono and other Democrats pounced on her and said, you can't say preference. We say orientation. We don't say preference anymore.
Not once, but twice. You use the term sexual preference to describe those in the LGBTQ community. And let me make clear, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term. It is used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest that sexual orientation is a choice.
Now, that happened during the confirmation hearing, and gosh, right after that happened, Webster's Dictionary suddenly changed the definition of preference and added the word offensive to it because the Democrat Party are word burners, like the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler and his propagandists, his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. You know, these guys gave us the big lie, the Democrats keep it alive. And Webster's Dictionary changed their online. They couldn't change it at all, the print editions. They just asked you to write it in with your pen, and I think Democrats dutifully did. So Amy Coney Barrett used a phrase. And then, of course, you know, Joe Biden used the phrase all over the place, sexual preference. And nobody lectured and hectored Joe Biden about it when he used the turn of phrase sexual preference over and over again, because it's different when you're a Democrat.
Based upon race, color, or preference, or sexual preference.
But that's okay, because he's a Democrat, and his son is Hunter Biden, the Russian hooker, dating, crack-smoking, stripper, knocker-upper with the no-show Ukrainian job and the Chinese business deals that, 10% goes to big guy. Pay no attention.
This time, bring everybody along, regardless of color, sexual preference.
Wikipedia, a site funded by George Soros, followed the liberal media's lead in shielding the Biden administration on bad economic news. The online encyclopedia literally redefined the word recession on its website in recent days. The move sparked outrage on Twitter, even Tesla CEO Elon Musk slamming Wikipedia in a viral tweet, "Wikipedia is losing its objectivity." Thanks for catching up on that one, Elon. Wikipedia allowed at least 116 edits to the recession page on its site in the past week alone. It appeared to be an attempt to downplay the technical definition of recession. Isn't that amazing? So this is your Democrat Party. They burn the words. They rewrite the lexicon. It's George Orwell's nightmare animated, brought to life by the Democrat Party in the United States today. And that was in 1 week, which reminded me of the Metro section. It's Metro sectional. They have on the front page is the A sectional, and then the B is the Metro sectional in the Washington Post. And they finally got to the story. I've been talking about it for some time. At least three dozen, that's people, they left out the word people, at least three dozen people have been shot in D.C. in the last week. That's for Democrats, that's 36. Three dozen would be 36. Six people killed, including one in mass shooting. Spate of gun violence concerns residents, comma, city officials. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's refreshing, no doubt. People should be concerned. What with all the shootings and the murders and everything in our little city? You know, President Trump has hinted that it's not a matter of if, but just a matter of when. And now the question is, can he really win? Can he beat Ron DeSantis to start with? Can he defeat Democrats, Biden, Kamala, maybe even Hillary, Diane, Rodham, Clinton? Now, Dick Morris has the answers. You know, Dick Morris from Newsmax, the go-to channel for conservatives like you and me. Newsmax says you need to read the Dick Morris book now. It's called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Everybody's talking about Dick Morris's book. The Return reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024 and his real reasons for running. Already number one Amazon bestseller, The Return is the book that everyone's looking for in all the bookstores. Big media, big tech, and the deep state don't want Trump to win, neither do Biden or Pelosi. But The Return shows that Trump will triumph again. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax. With your paid subscription, you save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they don't like the meaning of the word recession. They just changed the meaning of the word recession. They don't like orientation. Webster's Dictionary Online just changes the definition of the word for you. Now, that's power. That reminds me of what Malcolm X said about the media. You remember that? Malcolm X. You know, Malcolm the 10th. I got him coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, you remember Malcolm the 10th? He was a leader from the... He was assassinated by his own people. 1960s, he got a lot right. I agreed with him on a whole lot of things. Truth be told, I mean, I had to read later, but he was a smart man, got a lot right. And he knew the media, that's for sure. This is what Malcolm the 10th said about the American news media and their power.
With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim.
It was a line that he used again and again. We found that audio of him with one version of his line. He said it multiple times. The media is the most powerful entity on earth, he said. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. And there, you see, the way that he explained that in that particular passage that we just used, he's talking about the Democrat Party manipulating the media, if you listen carefully to the beginning of what he said. Because the Democrat Party tells the media what to say, and then they say it, you know. It's good to be a Democrat, I like to say. Information dominance, and they can make the truth into a lie while simultaneously making the lie into a truth. You know, like Joe Biden's up for the job of being president and Kamala Harris is a good relief pitcher. There's a couple of lies that they've convinced most of the American people are true.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Now, the Democrats are not giving a lot of love to lunch bucket Joe Biden when it comes to his prospects for re-election in 2024, because the Democrats redistricted the heck out of the state of New York, and the New York Times, and the, you know, to benefit themselves, naturally, obviously. The Democrats redistricted the heck out of the state of Maryland and the Washington to benefit themselves. And the Washington Post thought it was great the courts had to intervene because it was so filthy, corrupt, so third world that the courts had to stop them. But those aren't the only instances, because, you know, 2020, you get the census and that leads to redistricting. And, you know, if the Republicans do it in any state, then the news media becomes apoplectic. The Democrats do it. They applaud and then, you know, cheat on their wives or their husbands. So there was a debate last night in New York, New York. The Democrats, because of redistricting, have two sitting members of the House of Representatives running against each other for the same seat because they redrew the lines. And a third Democrat has jumped into the race, too. So we've got Jerry Nadler. You know him. He thinks monkeypox is a breakfast cereal. Carolyn Maloney, she's been there for longer than anyone would care to remember. Both of them have. And a newcomer, Suraj Patel. Now, Suraj Patel, they're just squeezing him out of the thing because they're racist and, you know, the Democrats are. But Suraj Patel and Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney are asked, should Joe Biden run for re-election in 2024?
Should President Biden run again in 2024?
Yes.
Mr. Nadler.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms.
Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
Well, so Suraj Patel said yes. Yes, he's our sitting president. He should run. Jerry Nadler, too early to tell. Too early to tell. And then he ate a cheeseburger in between. It's like wimpy. And he ate a cheeseburger. He eats cheeseburgers faster than that guy eats hot dogs at the Coney Island competition. That guy can put it away, can he? And then Carolyn Maloney. I don't think he's running again. I have no reason to think that with his brain and the kind of shape that he's in. Man, oh man. Boy, oh boy. All right. We have more of the crazy Democrats to get to. But before we do, let's take a telephone call. I do love that Malcolm X. I'm still looking for different versions, because he said it again and again, of Malcolm X's, Malcolm the 10th. You know, people know him as Malcolm the 10th. The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. The media. Talking about 1964, 65, and 66, he was saying this at various events. And he knew it was all the Democrats. He also, you should see what he said about Democrats, about liberal Democrats. He was no fan of the hypocrites. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Kyle, calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Kyle, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I think you're an absolute wordsmith genius. It's incredible, and I love it. And, yes, the thing that's going to propel the Democrat Party is non-information voters. And I was one many, many years ago and started listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was back in 1991 delivering medical supplies. And I was freely able to listen to Rush all day. But aside from that, you know, we've lost them. We've got some great men out there. But the thing is, if we can't, we need to do everything as peacefully as possible. And possible secession from this country may be in order again. And I guess 1859, 1860, 61, whenever it occurred in the state of South Carolina, when they decided to secede, the Confederate States of America. And we come up with some kind of agreement. And I mean, the only thing is, it takes money away from what's going on right now. Everybody on radio, I understand. And we need to make money, and that's key, but not at the behest of destroying what's happening now. Biden, I mean, just categorically saying that we got out of Afghanistan in one, you know, full sweep with no problem. No, we left $85 billion worth of equipment, machine guns, night vision goggles, armored vehicles, everything. And they were driving down parading our stuff. and people climbing on the airplanes. I mean, that was just catastrophically colossal chaos.
Yeah.
And Biden is responsible for that. Excuse me for taking the time, but it's just the point. If we need to go through secession, we can eliminate Georgia if they're going to be, unless Herschel Walker. And I mean, Herschel Walker, I love that man. He's great. I've been a big fan of his office for a long time. And also Dr. Oz, he needs to win. But and also the girl, Kate Lake, I believe, in Arizona that Trump's supporting. She needs to win over this other person, because the key thing, Mr. Bryant, is we need to get rid of the rhinos, as you were saying earlier. We need to get rid of the rhinos, but we have to be informed. And it's great to use comedy, because right now you have to use just insane comedy for the absurdity of definition, especially when you're talking about how they need to change, you know, sexual identities. This is, and I grew up in, I was born in 1965. I'm 57 years old, and I still feel like a kid and cannot believe what's happening to my country. And families are leaving each other over this stuff. So we need to figure out how to come back. If we cannot come back together, we are going to have to consider secession. I know it sounds crazy, and you're probably going, man, this guy's out of his mind. But it is, it's definitely the quintessential thinking. Philosophical thinking that we need to engage in. And
yeah.
I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, you bet. No, thank you, Kyle. And we're getting some wind over your microphone there. But listen, no, I don't think you're crazy. I think it's something that is, you know, it's a part of the discussion. Texas has reserved the right in their constitution, in their state constitution, to secede from the union at any time. Now, I would like to see us come together. That's what I'd like to see, like the Beatles, you know. I'd like to see us come together and live in a sane and rational world where, once again, there are two genders plus some wiggle room for the, you know, crazy Democrats and their screwed-up kids. But we have to save the educational system from these crazy left-wing people that have taken over, you know, the Randy Weingartens and the teachers' unions so close to the Democrat Party and the Biden White House that have poisoned our educational system. And we teach our children that the country wasn't founded in 1776, thanks to the New York Times and this fake historical research, which is a complete joke and an abomination, that we were founded in 1619 when the first slave arrived in what is now the United States. That's not true. That's not when the first slave arrived in what is now the United States. It was the Spanish bringing African slaves in the mid-1500s, the 16th century, and Florida and Georgia, and they don't know what they're talking about. They lie about everything. Slavery. Oh, you just discovered that slavery was a norm on the planet Earth. They have no idea what they're talking about. Slavery in the United States, in context, we kicked the British out, you're welcome, world. And in 1776, 1777, we started outlawing slavery, starting with Vermont. And by the time 1860 rolled around, we were half free states and half slave states. And the rest of the world, by the way, you know, we were, Michael Piercy and I were reading things yesterday about Native American tribes in the Midwest and how the slave trade that they had going from, you know, enemy tribes that they enslaved, perfectly normal. Going back to Egypt, the Nazis and the Japanese used slave labor in World War II of Europeans and of Asians. The Japanese used anybody they could get their hands on, Filipinos, prisoners of war. You know, slavery, blah, blah, blah. But this whole anti-American thing. And then, of course, the apocalyptic death cult that we're raising our children with called climate change. You know, these people are nuts. There are, you know, that your daughter goes to school and your son comes home from school because Democrats. And it is grooming. And they say, oh, we're not teaching it in school. Of course you're teaching it in school. Don't be ridiculous. And in Florida and the Disney Corporation and all this madness, you know, the Democrat Party is solely responsible for, you know, the content of this programming and across the country and in schoolrooms. And it used to just be on college campuses. Then it crept down to high school and now grammar school and now kindergarten, where they want to groom your children for, you know, gender dysphoria and sexual dysfunction starting in kindergarten. And it's all over the place. And if you think that's not happening, it's because you're ill-informed or uninformed or both. It's because you're ignorant and you're too lazy to look into it. But they're doing it all over the country. This insane. And then there's the after-school Satan clubs, which the Washington Post loves all over the country. This is, this is madness. And it's Carrie Lake that is running for governor in Arizona, just by the way, Kyle. But listen, you know, there are millions of people who say, well, what do we do? Can we just have California break off and become part of Mexico? Because, you know, they're open borders, pro-crime, pro-everything bad lunatics running the place. And no, the Democrats are thinking that dental ad out there, who is the governor, is going to be president of the United States. And they're thinking maybe the next president of the United States, as a matter of fact, because Kamala is going to have to be kicked to the curb at some point. And Joe Biden has to be moved out of the way because he can't run for re-election in 2024. And the Democrats don't want Kamala to be the, you know, she's the backup quarterback, but she's not up to the job either. She's a cackling clown. And everybody knows it, including her biggest supporters. And everybody hates her. Everybody that works for her quits as soon as they can find another job. It's it's madness. The country's going through a truly extraordinary time. And you said you're born in 1965 and you feel like a kid. I know that affliction. And that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing to have. But we would like to save the greatest country in the history of the world, the freest country in the history of the world, the fairest country in the history of the world, the greatest judicial system in the history of the world. But if they win, they plan on packing the Supreme Court, doing away with the filibuster, giving the bums rush to every crazy, wild-eyed piece of legislation they can conjure up. And they are. You know, there's this new, who is this lunatic today pushing for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to be? That story's in our stories sheet, right? Alexandria, the article today that AOC should be the next, in 2024, be the Democrat nominee for the presidency of the United States. That's pretty crazy stuff, I've got to say. We've got the Ron DeSantis. You have Ron DeSantis from today.
I'm not a clean copy.
You don't have the clean audio of that. Too bad, giving a speech, Ron DeSantis, while we're on the air. And it's good stuff. You know, he's a good guy. I mean, look, President Trump is the nominee, then President Trump must win. If Ron DeSantis is the nominee, then Ron DeSantis must win. You know, if Michael Piercy is the Republican nominee, then Michael Piercy must win, because these people are out of their ever-loving minds and they've completely abandoned science, mainstream science, obvious things like chromosomes, XY and XX chromosomes, male and female, man and woman. You know, this is pretty basic stuff, pretty fundamental stuff, I gotta say. But the Democrat Party is completely out of its mind. If it ever had a mind, it's lost it. All right, let's go to the telephones again. Let's go to Michael calling from Illinois, I bet, listening on WLS. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, very good, Chris. I'm over in Rockford, actually, and we listened to you on WROK here recently. I just called because you, the other caller that called in, talking about we need to unite, and we need to unite to become a country again. Uh-huh. And then you also had something about Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger is non grata now over in our area here because he said he was going to be a uniter and was reelected for that. And within a couple of days or so after being reelected, he called Pennsylvania or got in touch with him somehow and told him to forget, not to be bothered by the complaints, but to count every vote, no matter where they found it, when it arrived, what it looked like, and who signed it. And several of us called and complained about that aspect, and so we all got many of us got calls back or texts, and I think it was a fairly large number of people that within 2 weeks, Adam Kinzinger decided he wasn't going to run again. And because right now he just represents himself. He doesn't represent us anymore where he came in the area he came from. He's just an Illinoisan who's causing a lot of despair, and he can say anything he wants. He's on his way out anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and he's a classic demonstration of Rhino. And look, look, if he can feel whatever way he wants to feel, but he shouldn't have participated in this fraud of a January 6th committee, where the normally, okay, we're going to stand up a committee, it's a special committee, we're going to look at something like January 6th. The Republicans get to choose the Republican leadership in the House gets to choose the Republicans that sit on that committee. That was not allowed this time. Only two anti-Republican Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, were allowed by the Democrat majority to corruptly sit on that committee. That means it doesn't have legitimacy. It's not a legitimate committee. And Kinzinger and Liz Cheney should have said, no, I'll serve on the committee. But you have to let the Republican leadership choose the Republicans to sit on the committee, and because otherwise it won't have any legitimacy. And instead, Kinzinger and Liz Cheney went along with the fraud, with the sham, the scam, the put-on. But that's your Democrat Party. Listen, thank you, Kyle, and, vote for the best American. AOC is best option for 2024. Democratic strategist writes, she has the ability to tell the story of her generation. Yeah, Michael Starr Hopkins writing a piece saying that AOC should be their nominee in 2024. She was a bartender, a bad bartender, 10 minutes ago.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, so this op-ed in the Hill newspaper in Washington, written by a radical left-wing lunatic, Michael Starr Hopkins, who pretends to be a journalist, saying that AOC is the choice for the Democrats for president in 2024. It's all a terrible television show. I think he does want to have sex with her in this case. She thinks everyone wants to have sex with her. A sick journalist fantasizes about Samuel Alito, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's death, and composes a pre-written obituary for the Supreme Court Justice. The Vox senior editor Ian Millhiser wrote and posted on Twitter his obituary for Sam Alito. Now, it'd be funnier if the Democrats hadn't sent an assassin to the home of Brett Kavanaugh, who was arrested. Ron DeSantis giving a speech in Florida earlier today talking about illegal aliens and the Democrat Party's double standards.
Now, having a flood of people is a huge problem. It's interesting. They're fine doing it when it's affecting people they don't like in red states, for example. But when you bring that to their doorstep in Washington, D.C. or New York City, they don't like that very much.
No, they don't. There were more busloads of illegals dropped off in Washington, D.C. this morning by Union Station, where all the stores are closing because the Democrats are ruining Washington, D.C. as well. Crime is skyrocketing, though. And what Ron DeSantis said is 100% verifiably true. They don't like it.
Ah! When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.